everyone. Welcome to another Turkey Crossing podcast with Paul Bogish. And this is another podcast in which I'm not on my bike. I'm actually going to attempt to do this podcast, drum roll please, while splitting wood. I still have a lot of wood to split before winter comes. And again, I can't figure out how to do podcasts just to find free time. So I figured why not work it into my work schedule. And this could be very well the very first podcast ever done while splitting wood. How's that for another first? And I'm thinking maybe should start doing all my podcasts during a daily chore and not tell you what it is. Have people guess and maybe win a prize at the end. The only problem is I don't have any prizes, so I guess that won't work, so we'll skip that. Hopefully a piece of flying debris will not hit the recorder. And speaking of recorders, I use a little tiny Olympus digital recorder. And I'm going to do a little promo for it. I'm not exactly sure the model number, I can check later, but it's a little handheld Olympus thing. You know, it's probably 1 inch wide by 3 inches long. And on, I think it was last week, I had finished a podcast on the bike. If you're familiar with biker jerseys, they have pockets in the back, not in the front. And I was coming down a really steep hill, and you know how bikers will crouch down to cut the wind. And it was such a steep hill, and I was in such a steep crouch that it actually slid out of my back pocket. And I was probably going about 35 miles an hour, and it smashed into the road, batteries and pieces everywhere. Not that many pieces. It took me about 20 minutes to find it in the woods on the side of the road. Put it all back together. The darn thing still works. So if you're looking for a recorder, I highly recommend Olympus. Anyway, for this podcast, it's been inspired by a lot of different podcasts that I've been listening to. Because in a lot of these podcasts that talk about getting technology into classrooms, I've heard over and over and over again, we should stop banning things like MySpace and other social network things, because if we ban them, how will the kids learn to, you know, be nice to one another and collaborate and, you know, work together and all that other good stuff. And finally yesterday, actually upset me while I was riding my bike and listening, because I think if you have an issue in your school and there's cyberbullying going on MySpace, unbanning MySpace or allowing it in the classroom, I don't think that's what it takes to teach kids how to be kind to one another, how to collaborate. As I listen to all these podcasts, you know, I hear this constant stream of using all of these technologies to allow kids to work better together and collaborate, and you fill in all the words, you know what they are if you've listened to enough of them. And I'm still missing the boat here, and why we're not first focusing on having them collaborate face-to-face, having them be able to have a discussion face-to-face. And I hear all this talk about how this technology, you know, adds authenticity to their work, and I just don't get why we're not creating something that's authentic that could be done face-to-face. I don't know, what am I missing here? It just seems that if you need MySpace in your school to teach kids collaboration, I don't know, something's wrong. And again, I know I'm missing something, and I know I'm somewhat of a newbie here, but I've heard, you know, numerous people say the same thing. You know, we shouldn't ban these things, and I think if they are banned, the issue is not that they're banned. The issue is that your kids aren't kind, or they don't know how to be kind. I don't know. That's a lousy way of saying it. And then maybe there should be some focus right in the classroom, you know, in that family that exists for 180 whatever days of your school year, that if the teachers did work right there, face to face, together, bonded there, you know, teachers provided a role model right there, face to face, that will carry over into cyberspace. When I hear a lot of these people talk, I don't know, I always get the impression that it seems like, and again, maybe I'm missing something here, that they think it'll go the opposite way. That if you use these online, if you use these technologies, these Classroom 2.0 tools, that what is learned there will carry over to kids' everyday interactions. And I don't know, I just see it as the opposite way for some reason. I see it as if you work hard and you build a classroom community and you're modeling day in and day out how to be respectful face to face, then that carries over to the Classroom 2.0 tools. That is what serves as the primary example. And I totally and completely get that having these technologies exist in school, there are some, you know, different rules, and you know, if you wouldn't say it face to face, you wouldn't say it online. But I still think that in all of these podcasts that I'm listening to, and again, maybe I'm behind, and maybe this has been discussed 6 months ago, a year ago, and all this, you know, or 2 years ago, but it just seems like we're forgetting about the face-to-face, person-to-person, touch-to-touch sort of interactions in this push towards technology. And, you know, even in a lot of the pictures that I see from different classrooms using it, you know, it's the kid sitting behind the computer looking at another kid 1,000 miles away. I know that's not always true, but there's just something seems to be missing in this push to 2.0, and you know, it scares me. You know, you've heard the cries of pretty soon we're going to live in a world where you never see your neighbor. You can shop for food, you can shop for clothes, you can shop for everything, you can do your job at home, all on the computer. And I don't know, something about that scares me, that can actually happen. You know, my wife was actually, she was talking the other day at supper how, you know, right now you can buy stamps online. You know, you no longer have to go to the post office. You know, there's all the drive-thrus. But whenever she has the choice to do something like that or to go out in the world and meet people, she'll bring our kids and do it. And she was relaying just such an interesting story of going to the post office, and I have two young girls, and they ended up meeting just this stream of interesting people, you know, face to face. And I don't know if that could ever be replicated, replaced with online technologies. And my kids do a project where they go out and they interview senior citizens of the community, and they put a book together and of all the different stories. Doing something like that online, I don't think would have reproduced the same results. I don't know. I don't know what I'm missing here, but this has been something that has been in the back of my head as I push towards integrating more technology. As you know, last night I spent hours setting up and different starting to set up the blogs for my kids for next year. Next year will be the first year that each kid will have their own blog. And I don't know, something frightens me about this big push, and will I push them out in the world more, but push them also farther away from each other? As we work more online, will we work less shoulder to shoulder? As we work more looking at a computer screen, will we work less looking into one another's eyes? As we connect to computers all over the world, will we do less connecting to the hearts and spirits and souls of each other in the classroom? I don't know. And as I go into this shift in my life and my classroom and the shift to using more technology, it's something that constantly is burning in the back of my brain. I would love to hear from anybody else who has that concern or has had an experience where it's everything that I'm talking about ends up being not true. But I do worry about it. And not the stereotype, but a lot of the people who are into all this technology and stuff do seem to be focused on getting the machines in. And, you know, I think that's one of the things that's neat about a lot of the people that I've found online is a lot of the people that I'm following their blogs and following their podcasts seem to be using it in a very, I don't know, proper word would be humane way. So I'm going to stop there because I lost myself in thought, and I think I've only split 3 pieces of wood, but I still think it makes it officially the first podcast done while splitting wood. So here's one more for you. All right. So thanks for listening. It's my little ramble. This is Paul Bogish. The podcast is called Turkey Crossing. And once again, if you've made it this far, please leave me a comment. I would really appreciate it. It's nice to know someone out there in the world is listening.